Good morning. Thank you all for coming again today. Hope you all had a very Merry Christmas. Let us continue now in our celebration of our Lord's birth. Would you please rise if you're able and join me in the call to worship? God is telling a story in our lives. Full of mystery and angels with surprising news.
Full of horror and an unexpected new beginning.
Come, hear the story. Pay attention to the angel's message in your heart in this place and time. Then join all creation in worshiping the God who tells it, full of grace and truth, who comes in Jesus, the Word made flesh and makes our story holy. Please join us in singing hymn number 49, Once in David's Royal City. Please remain standing and join me in the prayer of confession. God of wonder, you surround us with signs of your glory and surprise us with your presence, yet we often miss the marvels you place before us. Forgive our dullness and make us alert to the ways you make yourself known, that we might be witnesses to your good news and proclaim your extravagant love. We pray this through the babe born in the manger, Jesus our Lord. Amen. Isaiah foretold the good news that is now proclaimed to us. The Lord has comforted the people and redeemed Jerusalem. In the name of the Holy Infant, Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. As we have received the gift of Christ into our lives, and become, through him, God's blessed children who walk in the light God has sent into our world. With this sure and certain understanding, God's holy peace settles upon our shoulders. Therefore, I say to you, May the peace of Christ be with you.
And also.
Please share this peace with those around you with a nod or a wave.
Let us pray. O God, you speak, and the world was created. You caused light to shine in the darkness, and the darkness has never overcome it. You speak. Help our eyes see your word in writing. Help our ears hear your word as voiced with human voices. Help our hearts hear your word, that we might be strengthened, so that we might serve you in all we say and do. Amen. Today, we will share in the reading of a song, song number 148, as inserted into your bulletins. Let us sing with our voices. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars.
Praise him, you high heavens and you waters above.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created.
He established them forever and ever.
He fixed their bounds, which cannot be passed. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds, king of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and women alike, old and young together, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for his people, praise for all his faithful, the people of Israel who are close to him. Praise the Lord.
Today's New Testament reading comes from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. It can be found on page 201 in your Red Pew Bibles. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you. So you must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom. And with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
So we are going to sing Christmas carols today. And while Luke chapter 2, verses 41 to 52 have been listed as our reading. The Holy Spirit has inspired me to keep with the idea of singing and read to you from Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 22. So if you have your Bibles open, start there with me. It is a song that we will hear. When the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, singing, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opened, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped there with fasting and prayer night and day. At that moment she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. 1 and 4 on this on number 22.
Thank you. Thank you.
Please stand as you're able, and let us pray for God's guidance as we seek to live into the faith that we share. O God, let the love that shaped earth and heaven dwell within us this Christmas. Let the love that created humanity dwell within us this Christmas. Let the love that overcomes suffering and hatred dwell within us this Christmas. Let the love that causes us to rejoice with loved ones dwell within us this Christmas. Let the love that forgives and renews. Let the love that brings reconciliation after separation. Let the love that brings the blessing of peace this Christmas. May we share that peace with all people near and far. Amen.
Well, there it goes. While it is a time of joy, there are also concerns within our community and our world. So let us share in prayer of all of these things. Let us pray. O creating God, you who brought forth life from nothing, we praise your holy name. This Christmas day, we praise you just as do the birds who chirp and call and soar and scold. We praise you under these blue and glorious golden skies after a gray and rainy day. We praise you as we celebrate the birth of Jesus with our families and our friends. We praise you with the music of Christ's birth. For you gave us a gift of a child born this day in the city of Bethlehem. And we rejoice in such a gift as this. Hear us, O Lord, as we, the bold brothers and sisters of Jesus, lift up our concerns of the day to you. We pray for the church the globe over, especially those who cannot celebrate the gift of Christ openly. We pray for the church here locally, for all the members and friends who are your body on earth. We lift up to you the servants of this congregation who lead. And we lift up to you those who are retiring from leadership. We lift up to you those who are resting between service opportunities, as well as those whose time on committees is past. We lift up to you those who wish to serve but cannot because their lives' situations are such that they must attend to those for life itself. We pray for this world. We sing songs of joy and love and hope and peace, and yet so much of the world is disaster-ridden, torn apart by wars, living in famine, We pray that the leaders of this world will gather together to address the issues at hand, to lead in your name so that their people might be given the necessary elements of life, of hope, of peace, of joy. We pray for those who have little of material wealth, and so, like little drummer boys, offer the loved ones of their hearts the song of their hearts. We pray for those who have no home, for those whose homes are claimed by fire, for those who have no hot or cold water, for those living without electricity, without heat, even though walls surround them and shelter them from the storms. Oh Lord, we pray for the ill, we pray for the weak. We especially pray for those recovering from heart attacks and are glad that they have been able to return home. We pray for men and women who are fighting cancer, be it in hospitals or in hospices or at homes. We pray for their families and the medical teams who help them deal with their illnesses. We especially pray for those whose earthly fight is nearing its end and who look forward to the joy of meeting you face to face. Oh Lord, you came to this world as a tiny babe upon whom we could gaze. You grew, you lived, you hurt, you laughed, you cried, you smiled, you sang. You know what it is to be human. We ask that you hear the concerns of our hearts that we lift up to you now silently, that you might in mercy address them. Oh Lord, as Jesus grew to manhood, he realized that you had called him into service to preach, to teach, to heal. We, his followers, have learned so much from him. We ask that you help us to apply all that we have learned from him through the Gospels, through the letters of Paul and others, so that we might become the best possible servants in honor of his birth, in honor of his being alive on this world, and in honor of teaching us how to pray. First teaching us with the words saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen." Thank you.
7.
Simeon took the babe in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." You have seen the glory of the babe born in Bethlehem. You are living in the light that was revealed to humankind 2,000 plus years ago. You are now being dismissed in peace, knowing that in Christ all is forgiven of humankind, and that there is joy to share with all the world. So go and share it. Go knowing that the love of God, the grace of Lord Jesus Christ, and the community that is the Holy Spirit goes with you now and always. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Amen.
Sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven.